This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Grateful always to Allah, God, for allowing me to come out here. So I'm just grateful.
See, a lot of people have questions. But yeah, I am taking part in Ramadan with a lot of my brothers and sisters, my Muslim brothers and sisters. And it's been an adjustment. That's really what I can say. Just being committed to my service to God, Allah, and then continuing on with whatever I'm guided with. So, you know, just happy to be part of my community and doing the right things. So fasting is definitely part of it. Obviously, if you know anything about the Muslim community. But yeah, I'm just really blessed and grateful to be taking part in.
And then Kyrie, he didn't really do great at his time in Boston, but now it seems like he's Muslim. So it's like, all right, fine. You know, I got to like Kyrie. And now Steven Jackson. All right, good. I like Steven Jackson. You know, my love of my Muslims is stronger than my love of my sports teams.
Alhamdulillah. Tell me, do you know this this other basketball player, Irving, Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, that's who I was just mentioning. He used to be.
Okay, so that's the guy you're mentioning. That's the guy. So he accepted Islam because I didn't know who he was before. But then someone was telling me he was quoting, you know, Allah, God, and he was tweeting some things like that. So that's the one. That's the guy you're talking about.
That's the guy I'm talking about. And you know, I have a good opinion, inshallah. You know, he's in his tweets lately. He's been saying Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak, and you know, calling people brothers. So, you know, there's a lot of within the African American community, whether it's within the amongst rappers or basketball players. There's a strong pull towards Islam, and a lot of people, you know, kind of in that gray zone. We hope they fall into the white zone, inshallah. But it's you know, it's really cool to see. And there's a lot of basketball players like that. It's not just Kyrie. It's like Jaylen Brown, Carmelo Anthony, and we could go on and on. Even I think I've heard Kevin Durant. Like, who knows, right? But there's just a lot of names out there. Shaq's a famous one, of course.
Shaquille O'Neal, huh? Yeah, you hear him saying "Salam alaikum." You know what? That's the you at a young age of 16, courageous, brave. You know, just kind of comparing it to many of these famous people out there. You know, the basketball players. Didn't he get some heat? Like people start to like they love him, basketball player. But as soon as you try to mention Islam or whatnot, then it's like, they try to push you under a rock or something. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. You know. That's why it's so important that Muslims be cool, basically, right? I mean, like, certainly when Muhammad Ali changed his name, like, he became Muslim, changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, you had people saying, oh, I'm not even, you know, what's his name? That box is like, I'm not even going to call him Muhammad. You know, his Christian name is Cassius. That's what I'm going to call him. And, you know, Muhammad Ali whooped him, right? And he's saying, what's my name?
He was like, say my name.
Sometimes you got to have that kind of bravado a little bit. To just let people know, like, no, I'm a Muslim. I'm proud to be Muslim. There's no shame in it. Nothing to apologize for, you know. But then if you back it up with your game, like Hakeem Olajuwon, and win, you know, back-to-back championships, like, what are people going to say?